Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother, where we discuss the current season of Big Brother from a sister's and sister's point of view. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister A. And welcome to episode 19.
All right. Hello, Sister A.
Hey, Sister K. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good.
Well, how exciting was it to see Big Brother come back with a bang?
It was great. I really enjoyed seeing it again on Thursday night. It looks like it's going to be a really good season.
I thought so, too. I really enjoyed how they did the intro and the way that they had the surprise twist, at least for the eight.
Yes.
Was kind of interesting how they did it.
Yep.
I kind of wish we would have had more time, or they would have had more time just talking with each other.
Yes, they didn't give them much time. Yeah.
No, before they started slamming them with all the different people that were going to be coming into the house.
Yes, I agree.
So what did you think of the original eight as we saw their little, you know, intro and them getting into the house?
They're quite a variety of people, I will say. I mean, that Adam guy is just, he is a very loud kind of...
Yes. Yes.
Scary dude.
Scary.
And I was a little surprised. I didn't expect that from what we talked about on the preview show, just from his bio and stuff like that. I guess I wasn't expecting that kind of a character.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, wow, okay. But, you know, I think it's a good enough mix of people that you're going to get a lot of different types of reactions. That Keith guy is kind of already annoying me.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. He was not any different than how his bio and videos look.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we expected that, and he's pretty much living up to that attitude. So.
And the thing that gets me is, you know, he's supposedly a deacon of the church. He's supposed to be a mentor for the youth.
Yes.
And I don't know. It's just the way he said, you know, he was talking about, well, I guess if I do sin, I'll just ask for forgiveness and let it go.
I mean, seriously?
No.
Doesn't work that way.
No. And it slays me that he's 31 or 32. Isn't this kind of the behavior you have when you're in your 20s, your early 20s?
Yes.
Usually by the time you're 30, you've kind of slowed down a little bit and you're not such a horn dog.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's going to be, I don't know. He's pretty annoying.
Very.
So I'm curious to see how the women will react to him and if he'll get away with his behavior. I don't know.
Well, we can talk about that a little later, have some more info from watching the feeds. And,
okay, you've got some more info for us on that. That's good, okay.
So when we saw, who was the first past guest? I think it was the Donatos that came in first.
No, they came in last.
Oh, it was Rachel and Brendan.
Right. They came in first. Yep.
And when they came in and she's like, hello. And I thought she was going to say, I'm back, bees.
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh, don't start off that way. I mean,
she said it in the diary room.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
I was like, at least, you know, let people get used to the fact that you're coming back into the house.
Exactly. Yeah.
Knowing how most of the people thought about her and her voice and laugh.
Oh, my goodness. The laugh is just, it's back.
Oh, and didn't Shelley crack you up when she was imitating the laugh?
Oh, she did a good job, too.
I like Shelley.
I do kind of like Shelley. And she's not quite what I expected either. I mean, she's much more, I guess, outdoorsy, woodsy than I ever thought.
So she's definitely
pretty rough.
More information about the outdoor company that she works with.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So she's a strong lady.
She is strong.
Yep. So we'll see. Hopefully that will help her out a lot. I thought you were saying that she was going to be starstruck, and she was even talking about that when they came in.
And Jeff Gordon was
like, oh boy.
I know. When they came in, I think, weren't they the last ones to come? No, they're the second. I think she was just like, what? it.
She was, but she knew. She said, okay, I am kind of starstruck, but I've got to get my game on. So yeah. That was good.
But that was cute, her reaction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I do. I really like Jeff and Jordan.
And then
I know we see them a lot, but
the Donatos come in.
Oh, yes.
And Dick just looks, he looks rough for only being 48 years old.
Is he 48? Yeah, he looks a lot older.
He's just, I think it's just all about hard living.
I think it's hard living. He doesn't take good care of himself.
He's always, yeah. I'm thinking, goodness gracious.
Yeah, just relax. And he's did you see when Rachel went up to him and she kind of introduced herself and she said, you know, let's shake before, like, while we're still friends or something?
I didn't notice that.
Okay, so she's kind of was expecting, I mean, I know you'll have some more info, but she was expecting to have some sort of a conflict with him, so I thought that was cool.
I wonder if they've met each other in the past and maybe something.
Maybe.
Maybe she's read some things he said about her, wrote about her or something.
Yeah, it's possible.
I think he does a blog or something.
Okay.
And
yeah, I'm now
Danielle
following.
Has dark hair.
I know. I almost didn't like.
Which I think she looks better with dark hair.
Does look good. Yeah. Not that platinum blonde.
Yes. Yeah. Now, what did you think when they said, somebody asked if they'd made up or whatever, and they said, well, we haven't talked in 3 years?
I don't know.
I didn't quite believe that.
I'm not sure I believe it either. I mean, did you see her in the diary room, though? She just looked miserable sitting next to him. So I don't know if they're, like, playing on something or what's going on there.
Well, okay, so as everybody knows who's listened to our podcast in the past, we, you know, would try not to talk about spoilers or things that we've learned on the feeds, because I always read the feeds updates or watch Showtime After Dark. But we're going to talk about it. So if y'all are listening or new to Sister Speak Big Brother and don't like to hear spoilers, which I don't know how you can avoid it in this day and age with Twitter and everything, we're going to talk about what has happened on the TV show as well as what's going on the feeds and on the Big Brother After Darks.
Excellent.
So, in light of that, let's just say that as of Friday, well, sometime Thursday night, which, you know, Thursday was the first day that we saw Big Brother, but they had already been in the house, I think, 5 days at that point.
Okay.
So as of Thursday night, apparently they were talking and everybody was outside and doing whatever they do before the, for the evening. And Dick got called to the diary room and never came back.
Oh my goodness.
So he's called to the diary room and they're like, okay, they're going on with their day or talking with people and blah, blah, blah. And everybody's like, okay, Dick's been gone quite a while. Where is he? Where is he? They don't think anything of it. They're like, well, this is an awful long diary session. And, by the time the feeds start, which I think they started about midnight on Thursday, he had been gone for like 4 to 5 hours.
Oh my God.
And nobody knew what was going on. And the more that people were asking, the more Danielle was starting to get, I don't know, worried is the right word, but I think she was more irritated that nobody was telling them anything than anything else. And I think several people were like, well, they should at least be telling you what's going on. It's your dad.
Yeah.
And so it turns out that I think right after 1 or 2 in the morning that night, they call her into the diary room. And I believe the feeds went off at that point. And when they came back on, everybody was talking about how Dick was gone and Danielle had the golden key.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Apparently he left for personal reasons. He wasn't sick. Everybody was speculating. Maybe he went in there and had a heart attack. Or maybe something happened with his son, with Danielle's brother, or with his parent. You know, maybe it was a family issue. Somebody got sick. But all they would say was that it wasn't anything like that. That he chose to leave for personal reasons. So then the speculation was it could have been his girlfriend.
Okay.
So people were asking Danielle about the girlfriend. She's like, well, I've never met her. I've seen a picture of her, but that's about it. I don't know anything about her.
Hmm.
Which kind of further, word? The further
reinforces,
proves, I guess, reinforces that they may not have been talking
right
for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
But I still was not, I'm still not convinced of that.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's not been 3 years, but less time.
Less time. So, suffice to say, Dick's out of the game.
That's ridiculous.
And because of that, then she automatically gets the golden key so that she gets to skate through until week five, I guess, or week four.
That's very interesting why they would give her that.
Well, I mean, I guess it's like if you are, what's the word? If your partner gets voted out, you get that golden key and you're automatically through to the round of 10 people.
Right, right. But still, I mean, they didn't go through that process. He kind of, you know, gave up on that. So I don't see why it's fair that she gets that.
And we don't know what really happened.
Right. I mean,
we know that CBS spins stuff.
Exactly. Now, I can't believe that he's gone, though.
He's gone. Gone.
Wow. We saw him for what? Once for half an hour? And that's it.
Well, you know, they'll have footage of him for the first 5-6 days.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so I'm sure we won't see that on Sunday's episode or today's episode, but we should see it on Tuesday.
Okay.
Because, you know, tomorrow, or excuse me, not tomorrow. I think it's Saturday for some reason. Tonight's episode, we'll see the nominations. Now, this all happened after the people who were nominated were nominated.
Yes.
So, we know from the first episode the CBS aired that Rachel won the HOH, the first HOH competition. I'm not sure when in that process nominations were, but we do know who she nominated.
Okay.
And she nominated, if you want to know.
Okay, shoot, tell us.
Keith and Portia.
Good.
Now.
And?
You know, they only nominate one team or couple.
Oh, that's right. It's only one couple.
Yes. And it's them two that have to battle on who stays.
Correct. Okay.
So they had already done nominations before Dick left the house.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was thinking, okay, now that Dick's gone and she's got the golden key, maybe they'll just let that be the only elimination. No, apparently they're still going through with the nomination. So Keith and Portia are on the block.
Wow.
Apparently because Rachel did not like Portia or something. I'm not quite sure because I don't believe the feeds were on at the point at that time.
Okay. I'm sure she doesn't like her.
Yeah.
Right? Any girl is going to go.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And apparently a lot of the house don't like, actually now I think back, I think a lot of the house members said, well, Portia is, we don't like her or we don't trust her.
We think
that she should be the one to go.
Oh, wow.
So they were nominated. But since then, Keith has gotten paranoid and thinks, well, I feel like the house is going to switch it up and get me out because I would be the bigger threat than Portia.
Okay.
So he's been running his mouth. As we knew he would.
Yeah.
And really causing the house to want to get him out even more than they want Portia.
Oh, wow.
He's paranoid. He's thinking that Portia has now turned on the 8 that originally came in the house and has moved on with the old house guests and kind of moved to that side. So he's been talking to everybody about that. And it got back to her, and then she's telling him she doesn't trust him, doesn't want to be around him. He has revealed his little plan that he had going into the house with Keith's angels.
Yep, yep.
He just ran off at the mouth.
He's gone. He's just lost it.
He's lost it.
Okay.
And when he does have a little argument with someone, and there's been several little arguments so far, he just stammers and stutters, and he doesn't... He doesn't know how to argue because he's lying probably half of it. And he doesn't remember what he said in some of it. It's been crazy.
Sounds like there's been a lot going on since we saw on Thursday.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Wow. So they'll show the nominations then tonight.
They'll show the nominations tonight.
Okay. And then the next show is Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday and then, okay.
And so Tuesday will be everything up to the veto ceremony.
Okay. And then the live vote will be next
Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. Wow.
Interesting. We do know.
Very interesting.
We do know that they have played the veto competition. Or not the veto. Yeah, they have played for the power of veto.
Okay.
We do know who won.
Okay. Will you share that with us?
Yes. the people who played in the veto comp was Rachel and Brendan, Keith and Portia, and Jeff and Jordan.
Okay.
So I think they picked, and then the next day, or a good amount of time went between when they picked, then they did the veto comp. Apparently Brendan won. So now the debate is, do they keep the nominations the same or do they use the power of veto and backdoor someone?
Okay. So they would take a whole couple off the block and put a whole new couple on the block?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
And of course, Keith is trying to now have them put up Luan and Kalia.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he's saying that Luan has said lies about him. He told Luan that he was an HR person, manager.
Okay.
And not a matchmaker to see if it would get back to him or to anyone.
Oh.
And of course, Luan went and told someone.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So now Keith is saying Luan's untrustworthy.
Oh, God. Which it does look like he is.
Everybody, as soon as someone has a conversation, they're turning around and telling someone else.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny, though, that he did that.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Very
wow.
funny.
Okay.
Danielle's been, ever since Dick left, she's that day, the whole next day or two, she's been upset that she got the golden key because she can't do anything. She's like, no, I'm just immobile in this game now. I can't do anything. I can't compete
for
HOH. I can't do anything. And I'm thinking, well, you're safe until the 10th, you know?
Yeah, you could be working on relationships making sure you stay after that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, of course, she annoyed me the first season because she just complained all the time.
Okay, yeah.
So that's what she's complaining about now is having to sit out everything and not being able to play for anything.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, exactly.
So what did you think of the groups that were formed from the new eight?
It was kind of strange how they did it.
Yeah.
Someone mentioned somewhere that it would have been more interesting if they would have had everyone pair up with someone else.
Yeah.
Returning couples.
Yeah. I think that would have been good too.
But then they would have had an even number, I would think, because 6 and 8, you know.
Right.
Didn't quite match. But I found it weird that Kalia was upset that she was with Luan.
Yep. Agreed.
And if she really didn't want that to happen, why didn't she speak up sooner and say, hey, someone else?
Let's, yeah, Dominic or something.
Or Portia or whoever.
Yep, yep. I mean,
she just
Keith started it and said, Portia.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And she seemed like she was happy enough to say, to do it.
Yeah, it sounded like she might was a little unsure, but what are you going to do? Yeah.
Yeah, because if you said no, that'd be kind of awkward, I guess. But
yeah, I think, you know, probably Cassie and Shelley, that worked out good. It seemed like they had sort of decided together that they wanted that.
Yeah.
And they seem like that seems like a good fit.
Yes,
somehow.
They both seem like they have a lot in common.
Yeah. So that is probably good. I mean, I like having Luan and Kalia together.
I would think, but she seems to not really like him much.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's a bit extravagant.
And I think that's what it was. She didn't want to have any target on them or have more attention put on them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think complaining about it would bring more attention than anything.
I think so. Yeah. I really like him. He cracks me up.
He's funny.
He is funny. And there's not too many of them like that in the house, I don't think, right now.
No.
So it's nice to have a little humor. So.
And Dominic and Adam together.
That's funny.
For some reason, they all think that Dominic is 18. They think he's lying about his age and that.
Okay.
And so they joke around with him all the time.
Uh-huh.
At least on the feeds, about being just graduating from high school. And it's okay. Pretty funny.
Yeah. They've been. I like him too.
Yeah. I like some of his comments.
But I don't think he liked. Yeah. I don't think he liked being with Adam though. At all.
Really?
Yeah. Did you think?
Well, yeah, you know, a lot of them, it seemed like they were just saying yes to say yes. If it was really something that you thought would affect your game, I would think they'd say, well, you know, let's figure out a better way of how we want to determine who's with who.
Yeah.
And maybe do it more diplomatically like that than say, hell no, I don't want to part with you.
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy? You're weird.
Yeah. So that's it. They're all together, and yep, it's going to be interesting.
It's very odd. I can't really tell what they're going to do. And as of, a couple hours ago when I last looked, they hadn't done the veto ceremony yet. So we don't know who's going to be, you know, if they're going to switch it up or
switch
not.
Switch it. Okay, gotcha. So are you enjoying the feeds?
I am. Okay. I enjoy it too much. And I think the first Thursday I was on it until 2 or 3 in the morning.
Oh my goodness, Sister Kay.
I know. I was exhausted. I finally laid down. It's like, I can't watch anymore.
But it was interesting enough to watch, obviously.
Because
so
that was when Dick was missing. So I wanted to see what happened with him. And I said, oh, forget it. I'll just find out later. And since then, I have been too busy to really look at it too much. I haven't even watched the After Darks, but I've been trying to keep up and read the feed updates.
Okay.
To see what's going on. So I haven't seen it all firsthand.
Okay.
But since then, there's been a couple of mini confrontations,
mm-hmm.
With Keith and LaJuan.
Okay.
Kalia and LaJuan, I think, had a little spat, but they've made up. And I think even Dominic and someone, I can't remember who, kind of had a little tiff.
Okay.
Rachel and Brennan have been arguing.
Of course.
Because he doesn't like her talking game without him in the room.
Okay.
And he keeps telling her, we need to play differently. You need to play a more social game.
Yep. How about Jeff and Jordan?
Jeff and Jordan are cute. Jordan
quiet.
She's been quiet. Jeff is actually out there interacting with everybody. At least from what I've seen. But they're pretty cute still. They're pretty cute. Okay. I know that Shelly was
asking. Not annoying anybody at the moment.
No. I know that Shelly was asking Jordan a lot of questions about her winnings and how quickly she got paid her money. And she said it was within like a couple of days. And
interesting questions.
I know. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
And then Rachel, you know, has been helping, or people have been asking her and Brendan, or actually all of them, what it was like in their season. You know, what do they do for fun? What games do they play?
Okay. How did they survive the 3 months?
How they survived.
Yeah.
She was saying that she didn't really interact with many people because they all hated them.
Yeah.
So it was just her and Brendan. And she's like, but I like this cast. You guys are a lot friendlier to me, blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, just wait.
Yeah, yeah. Just. Have they done any competitions yet for food or?
Oh yes, there was a have not competition,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't. It wasn't during the feed.
Okay.
When the feeds were up. So, because Scalia and Luana on slop.
Ugh.
I think Cassie and Shelley are on slop.
Okay.
And then there's one more team. I think it's Dominic and Adam? No. Maybe it's just two teams on slop.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
No, it's Jeff and Jordan, I think.
Oh, Jeff and Jordan. So three couples?
I think so.
And okay.
In the have-not room.
Oh, what's that like?
It's a padded
Similar?
Room. No, it's not metal. It's like a padded
oh,
room.
Oh, padded. Interesting.
But they are on the floor.
Okay.
Little slabs.
Okay.
Apparently, Dominic snores a oh, lot.
Perfect. Okay.
So they're always throwing pillows at him.
Oh, man.
And they've been playing this game called Would You Rather?
Oh.
So they'll come up with some weird scenarios.
Okay.
And that's been pretty funny.
Okay. So maybe they'll have some clips of that.
They might have some clips of that.
Okay. Cool.
So
yeah, I kind of feel like I'm missing out, but I don't have the feeds or do the Showtime After Dark or anything. So I'm getting it through Twitter and through you. And I'm now following Evil Dick on Twitter because he said he was
going
to have. Yeah, he said he was going to have a press conference, not a press conference, but some sort of announcement at some time. So I figured I'd follow him until I could get some more info out of him. So we'll see.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't follow him, but I would like to see what he has to say about leaving.
Yeah. Yeah,
or
me
if
too.
He can say anything.
Right. Yeah. I wonder what happened. I mean,
well, when it first happened, I was thinking, well, I wonder if it was kind of pre-planned for him to
mm-hmm.
do that.
Yeah.
To help Danielle get further.
Okay.
Because I really didn't believe that whole we haven't spoken for 3 years thing.
Right. Seemed a little fishy to you.
But I guess it's possible.
Yeah, they've had their problems in the past, that's for sure, so.
But still. But
I don't think he would just give up like that, though.
I wouldn't think so, but who
yeah.
knows?
Yeah, who knows?
It's been strange. I mean, that part's
yeah.
kind of strange to me.
Yeah. And did they say that there's going to be any more twists? I mean, we didn't talk too much about that golden key, but were there going to be additional twists, or is this it?
So far, there hasn't okay. been any, but I would think they would try to have something.
Okay, something else will come up.
I would think.
Interesting. Yeah, they usually do think of something.
Think
just as you get into.
Now, I'm wondering, because I'm sure at some point during the season, they decided that they would have a double elimination. So I'm wondering if
yes.
they're going to actually go through with the elimination this week. Maybe not tell them that, but just have them scramble and see what happens and then go, oh, you know what? We decided that we're not going to vote anybody off. We're going to wait, you know, and wait until later in the season to do the double.
I see. Okay.
That would be something kind of cool
possibly.
To do. So people would all be doing the scrambling and arguing.
Yes.
And then they get down to Thursday and say, since Evil Dick left, we're just going to let everyone stay.
Oh. You know what, though? That would make me so mad. If I was in that house and I was, you know, up for eviction or something and you're scrambling around to win, you know, so that you stay in the house and you're kind of, you know, making your partner look bad. And then all of a sudden they're like, ah, don't worry about it. That would really make me mad.
And I think it.
So,
well, you
but
know, that,
hey,
that's a good point.
That stirs it up.
When it happened. I do know that Rachel and Brennan were mad.
Yeah.
Danielle was mad because she said it messed her game up. But Rachel and Brennan were upset and talking about quitting because they said this was not fair to them and their alliance to have him be gone. And now they have less people fighting for the HOHs because Danielle now has the golden key, so she can't play. They have
right.
less people fighting for them. So she's like, this is just a ploy. They
yeah.
did. Some of the people did think that this was a twist that Big Brother pulled to mess
mm-hmm.
up their game.
Okay.
And so they were talking about quit. She's like, I don't want to do this. We have a life other than this.
Yeah.
And Keith was also mad. And he went off apparently that night on this is kind of what started his demise. He went off on, I think it was Portia, Danielle, and this was while the fees were off, so we didn't see it. And
okay.
So that's what kind of started his demise. But there was rumors in the house. They were speculating that this was a trick that Big Brother was playing on them. A twist.
Okay. Well, you never know.
You never know. Cause...
But that's the thing. I mean, you go in there and they tell you to expect the unexpected. So you can't get mad, I suppose, if that's what happens. But I'd still be mad. You know? They're like messing with you.
I don't know. I would just go with the flow. As long as I wasn't up on the block, I'd be like, okay, whatever. I think they will be mad if Thursday comes and they say, oh, we decided we're not going to eliminate anyone today.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, like, what Keith and Portia's relationship is like after that. But they're on good terms now?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, they're not? Okay.
She's been telling him... She doesn't trust him, and she doesn't want to have anything to do with him. And he's like, why do you say that? She said, you were already trying to campaign against me before we even got to the veto competition, to where we even knew whether we needed to fight with each other or, you know, get votes against each other. So you started that way too early.
Ooh.
She called him on it. And he said, well, but I, you know, I'm sorry. What can I say? I don't want you to not ever talk to me.
Oh.
She's like, well, I don't trust you.
Yeah. He's thinking, dang, I picked the wrong one.
And then the weird thing was, after that conversation, she went upstairs to the HOH with Rachel and Brendan, and I think Danielle was in there. She's like, I deserve an Oscar or an Emmy because I put on the waterworks. I'm letting everybody, and so I never got the point of, because they switched the feed switched, and I never got the point of what she was trying to say. Is she like fabricating this fake, her feelings, to make people feel sorry for her? She's like, I'm trying to get everyone to feel sorry for me, so they'll keep me.
Oh boy, could be.
Could be.
Yeah, but now she's giving away her secrets for later.
Well, to them at least. So I think she
to
is
them,
somewhat working with them.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's
so if you had to pick, let's say the nominations stay the same, who would you rather stay, Keith or Portia?
I mean, Keith is annoying, but he would make good drama because he talks too much.
Okay. Yeah.
Portia, she would probably make good drama as well. Just to see what she's up to.
Mm-hmm. Like, maybe she has a master plan.
Maybe she does. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know who would be better to keep.
Well, it's hard because it's so early. We don't really know them so well.
We don't know them.
Yeah. I guess we'll find out.
And we will get, I think, more information because when they put the black the feeds out and you don't see what's going on, you know, they're still rolling. They might show some of that on the show.
Okay.
That we didn't see on the feeds, but
why did they cut the feeds?
They cut them when they don't want you to see any production stuff. So when they call Danielle into the diary room they cut the feeds at that point.
Okay.
I don't know why, because they don't show the diary room on there, right. But they did. Or
just
if anyone
case.
Starts singing, they cut the feeds.
Singing?
Yes. They can't sing. Because, you know, I think they have to have copyrights to the music.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
whenever
funny.
Someone starts singing, which they all do at some point or another, they cut the feeds off.
Oh,
or if someone's talking about production, like, oh, yeah, when we were in Sequester, we did such and such, they'll cut it.
Okay.
And then they'll have someone come on and say, house guests, you are not allowed to talk about production. And they'll have little voices.
Oh, right.
There was a point when Danielle was trying to get into the diary room to find out about where Dick was, and they wouldn't let her in there. So there's a camera right outside the diary room door, and they were moving it in back and forth like a no. Like they were saying no. And so she was getting mad. And so Brendan took his shirt off and tried to cover the camera with it.
Yeah.
And so they'll have a voice that comes and says, Brendan, stop that.
Put your shirt back on.
Or if they're doing something that they don't want them to do.
Okay, gotcha.
So stop that.
Interesting.
Wow. So then they'll, so that's when they'll cut the feeds, is that they're talking about production, they're singing something.
Okay. So if you need a little time to yourself, maybe you could just start singing. That's or do they, or they, then do they say stop singing?
I think they say stop singing. If you keep doing it, I think they call you in there and tell you that you're going to get kicked out.
Okay.
And you won't get any money.
Okay. And what did you think of the banana challenge?
It was okay. Yeah. I could not have stayed up there for probably 2 minutes.
I don't think so either. Especially when they started with that chocolate syrup.
No. It seemed to me that not many people had a good strategy. Danielle and Rachel did have a good strategy. They were hooked on that top.
The top bit was a little bit easier.
And so I think it was a less wide and they were able to hook their arms better.
Yeah.
I don't know who thought it was a good idea to put, who was it that had the girl on the bottom?
I'm not sure.
I think it was Kalia was on the bottom.
Could have been.
And Luan, yeah, and Luan was on the top, and I'm thinking, that's not a good strategy.
Okay, but she hung on for a while.
She hung on for a while, but it looked so awkward.
Didn't she?
Oh, yeah. I know who it was. It was Portia and Keith. Keith was on the top, and she was on the bottom.
Okay.
And she looked so awkward trying to hang on to that.
And what did you think of, they had Adam underneath Dominic? So his head he kept pushing his head into the bottom,
Dominic,
of the other guy.
Just let it go. You're going to feel his head on your butt. Why are you acting so weird about
that? That was pretty funny. But I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought it was great having it back. I'm looking forward to tonight's episode. And
I am too.
Yeah. So
that was a very elaborate competition though, for them to only be on for probably, I don't know. They didn't say how long they were on there, but it seemed like it ended pretty quick.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be one of those long ones where you don't find out who wins in the episode. And I thought, oh, they can't do that on the very first one. So I was glad that it picked up and they, you know, added the syrup and then the whipped cream or whatever it was and got people moving.
I still would have liked to see them hang and let there be a battle between Danielle and Rachel. I wouldn't have given that up, I don't think.
Yeah, that seemed a little strange to me. That Dick and Danielle decided to jump off.
Yeah, I'd
by taking her word, right?
Yeah.
Why would they trust her?
Well, I think they're right in assuming that all of the old past house guests need to stick together.
Yes.
So I think they thought, well, we'll trust her because we can maybe talk to her later and say, look, all of us past house guests, the six of us need to stick together because they're going to automatically target us.
Right.
So I think maybe they felt somewhat safe doing that.
Okay.
I still don't think I would have given up.
No.
Especially if I felt comfortable hanging on there.
Yeah. And maybe there was more discussion than what we saw. Because, you know, mm-hmm. Danielle seemed to ask her, are you sure? And, you know, but although, you know, that she didn't put them up on the block anyway. So, but, you know, she just kind of nodded her head, Rachel, that no, she wouldn't, mm-hmm. you know, and I was like, oh no, don't do that. So, but it turns out in the end that, you know, she didn't nominate them anyway. So
it worked out.
It did work out, but I was kind of like, why are they? Cause there were still two of them up on the banana and she was the only one left on hers, Rachel.
That was odd to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was funny that they're, you know, they were the only ones that hooked their arms around the top and they were staying on the longest.
Yes. Girls. Yep. They definitely had the right strategy up there.
I like the ones where they actually have to do something, not just hang. The competitions where they have to like go and like the one where they had to walk down that slippery track and fill up.
Right.
Like a big bucket bin or something.
Yeah.
The ones where they had to pull the eggs up through the chicken wire.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
Those kind of competitions. I like those.
Yeah, I think it gives people more of a chance. And slipping and sliding ones are good when they got to run and fall down, and
yeah.
That's always fun. So.
So I'm looking forward to the different competitions and.
Me too. And they always make them dress up funny for competitions sometimes, or like the food competitions. And so.
Apparently on the veto ceremony competition, they had to dress up.
Oh, they did?
I think so.
Nice. Yeah, they showed sort of scenes from next week or scenes from the season. And I did see some costumes and things like that. So they didn't have much footage to work with at that point, but.
No, but I hope we see more of that.
Yeah, me too.
More of those little
Definitely.
Well,
yeah,
so
I'm really
far,
glad
it's
been back.
Yeah, so far I've liked it. Some people have been saying on Twitter that this is lackluster and the house guests are boring, but I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think a lot has happened with just it being a week of them being in the house.
Exactly, and look all that's happened since then.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah.
And
I think
first,
a lot.
I wasn't feeling these house guests, returning house guests. I still don't know how I feel about it because I think they're going to kind of dominate in a way, which I don't want to see them the whole season. I want to see the new people.
Yes, a mix of them at least.
I don't want to see these people. Oh, goodness, I hear that plane.
You know, I think it's actually a car.
Oh, goodness.
Somebody needs a muffler. I do live in the city, so it's get a little noisy.
So, it's been great to me so far. I just wish I had more time to watch the feeds.
It's just life getting in the way.
Life. I mean,
back to work.
You've
been cooking
and stuff?
Ooh.
No, not really.
Okay. It's like, ooh, what are you cooking?
I need to.
So it's on what time tonight? 8 o'clock?
I think. You know, that's a good question.
I think it's 8.
I think it's 8, too.
Okay. I think the 9 o'clock is just on Thursday.
Oh, wait. Sunday, 7? Yeah,
oh,
8 o'clock Eastern.
Eastern.
7 o'clock Central.
Okay.
And then Thursday, yes, it's 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Oh, wait.
Okay.
You know what? It is Wednesday. It's not Tuesday.
Okay. I thought
Sunday,
maybe it was
Wednesday,
okay.
Tuesday, Thursday.
Okay. Good.
My bad.
That's all right. I think it would be better if it was Tuesday, but it's all right.
Give it a day in between, but Wednesday's good.
Yes.
So, yeah, Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
Okay, so we did get some email feedback, and this email is from Char. She says, "Hello, sisters. My name is Char, and I am a new listener to your podcast. In anticipation of the start of BB13, I started looking for podcasts this year and happily found yours. First of all, I'm a huge fan of Big Brother, and I have a hard time finding people of color to discuss the show with. I am so excited to have sisters like me that are also fans of Big Brother. But anyway, I can't wait for the new season to start tonight. But I started listening to your podcast from last season, and I'm laughing out loud and talking back with y'all through each episode. I love you, ladies. I'm glad I found you because combining with Big Brother After Dark will make the season even better for me. I checked out the cast online, and it looks like there are going to be 3 African-American cast members on the show this season. Wow.
Nice.
I also just started following you both on Twitter. Can't wait to hear your take on the new season and follow along with you guys. I'll be in touch throughout the season, ladies. Char."
Nice. Good
Thank
feedback.
Thank you, Char. And I think she sent another email with a little bit more info. So let's read that one, too, before we answer. "Hey, sisters, it's Char. So, hey, I hate the fact that I have to deal with Rachel's cackle and her fiance, Brenda, to use Sister J's name for him, for 2 back-to-back seasons. Those producers must really love them. Me, personally, I hated it. The other couples are good, though. I would really rather have a house full of all newbies, but I think last season was so boring that the producers didn't want to take any chances. I didn't even mind that Evil Dick is back, but it's an interesting dynamic between him and Danielle. I'm not sure I believe it completely that they aren't speaking, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
However, speaking or not, they are a huge threat to win this game. So those newbies better stick together and get them out ASAP if they want a fighting chance. Yeah. I also love the new twist with the key for a person who doesn't get evicted. That's a really good one. Well, mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to this season and can't wait to see how it all plays out. Thanks, Char.
Hey.
Thank you, Char. First of all, thank
Excellent.
You so much for
nice job, Char.
Listening to our podcast. And as you can hear, Sister J is not with us this season, but we have Sister A for now. Whoop, whoop.
Yes. Whoop, whoop.
And, you know, I was very excited, and I thought Sister J would have been too, that there were more people of color this season than any other season.
Yep.
At one time, at least. But, you know, it's rare for these kind of shows to have more than just one. I just wish they would have more people of color.
Yes.
At one time.
Yep.
So.
Agreed. They need to mix it up more.
Mix it up more. Makes it yeah. more interesting.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm trying to think back. I know we've had, like, Brendan, he's Mexican descent. Yep. I think in the house they were talking about Dominic. On the his video, he talks about being part Italian.
Yep.
But also, he mentioned something about being part Filipino as well.
Okay. Yep.
On the feeds.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we added all those people up, that would be five.
Yes. Yes.
Five people of color in yep. the house at one time, which is I don't think they've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's always good.
Yeah, it's boring if it's all the same, you know.
Yeah, people from the same place, same yeah. background.
Mm-hmm. And I thought Char made a good point about, you know, it would be great if it was all newbies, but that last season was on the boring side.
You know,
or the quieter side.
I didn't think it was boring until the end.
Yeah.
Because the same people were winning every week.
Right.
And they just kept picking off one by one.
Yeah.
And so you had nobody to fight with or
yes.
any strife with at the end. Yep. But I thought yep. it was a pretty eventful season last
yeah.
season.
Yeah.
There were a lot of fights, there were a lot of disagreements, flip flopping yeah. back and forth, at least the first part of the season.
Right. Yeah.
And no one's gonna be exciting 24/7. I mean,
well, that's true. We can't expect that.
I know we all like to be stimulated constantly, but it's not going to happen constantly.
Yeah. It's good to take a break. But, you know, I think that they probably did bring those older, you know, previously played players back in just to make sure there was guaranteed drama.
Drama.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. Rachel is annoying.
Yeah.
She pouts and whines, and Brendan does his whiny.
Needy. Yeah.
Not so much that, but he's always telling her, babe, we need to be strategic. We need to do this. We need to.
Yeah.
And she's always, they're just annoying together.
I think if either of them
were in there alone, they would be less annoying.
Yes.
And so.
Yeah, he wasn't so annoying on his own.
When he was by himself.
Yeah.
But he's awkward, too. He's kind of awkward. He doesn't quite mm-hmm. know how to fit in with people, it seems like.
He's not quite social. He's a little challenged there. Yeah.
I think they're those kind of people that they don't really know how to. Well, I think him more than Rachel. He doesn't really know how to join a conversation without saying that he knows something about what they're talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're talking about ducks. He'll say, oh, yeah, you know, ducks are really a such and such species. And da, da, da,
yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's some kind of experiment on ducks. Or I had a friend who had a duck. And, you know, he's always got to bring up, which I guess you do that in normal conversation, but not
yeah.
every time.
No, not every time.
Personal knowledge about the subject to try to get into the conversation.
Yes.
he doesn't know how to, like, easily get into the conversation.
Right. And then he picks, like, the most annoying person to, like, become a couple with. The most, right? The most outrageous, annoying person
that he
is who he, who he links up with.
Now, do you remember last season? This brings up a good thought. Last season, when Annie was there, the very beginning, she was the first one to be eliminated. And she mentioned, I think in her, when Julie interviewed her somewhere, that Rachel was jealous of her, which is why she was put up on the block. Because I think Rachel won first HOH that first week their season two. And because Brendan was and Annie were supposedly close, and he was trying to have a showmance with Annie. But then when she didn't really, she wasn't really receptive to a showmance, she said we could just, you know, she liked him as a friend, but that was it.
Right.
Then he kind of moved on to Rachel. So, and
I remember that.
I kind of remember her saying he just was trying to find whoever he could find.
Oh, man.
To hook up with.
Well, he found her.
He found her.
He's got her for life.
Not yet, but they will.
Oh, my God. I just think I can't believe it.
He's weird.
Yeah, I think so, too.
He is just strange.
A strange duck, as you say.
A strange duck. Now, I will say, I do like the golden key idea.
Yep, yep.
Because once that other teammate is gone, there's no one else for you to play with in a pair. So you kind of have to be protected a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it forces you to make an alliance with another couple or somebody else that's been evicted that's on their own.
Yes.
Yep.
So,
but you definitely want to get one of those keys.
Honey, I'd get the key and I'd just sit around.
And just wait for a month.
And just wait.
Yep.
And watch. And not have to worry about anything. And just see what's going on. I wouldn't be talking about nothing.
Swim around.
Yep.
Yep. Don't cause any trouble.
Nope. Just go on. I think she's the only person who would complain about having that damn golden key.
Yeah. For doing nothing.
For doing nothing.
Yeah. Well, she made out pretty well, so we'll see what she can do.
A free month in the
Big Brother
house.
Yep, 3 months. Yep. Free vacation.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for this week. Thank you, Sister A, for being the co-host.
Anytime, Sister K.
Thank you. And if you would like to send us an email, you can do that at sisterspeak@gmail.com. I am on Twitter at _SisterK. We will see you next week. We will have a new co-host. And hopefully we'll see Sister A sometime in the future of the season.
Excellent. Enjoy the show.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.